This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin wants to encourage business people and residents to come back. For now, the mayor is urging no children and no elderly in New Orleans, and he only wants to allow people into the neighborhood of Algiers. That was largely untouched by Hurricane Katrina, so there is water and electricity. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, dozens of people are already trying to bring life to their neighborhood.
The grassy medians in Algiers are bright green. That's what distinguishes the parts of New Orleans that were not flooded. But the streets are like a ghost town. Silent houses, a bus stop caved in, a jungle gym and swing set that sit empty. At one corner, it's jarring to walk inside the Tout de Suite coffee house and cafe. It's packed. Under the whir of ceiling fans, patrons sip frappuccinos and check email on laptops hooked up to Wi-Fi.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Aye, aye, aye.
Owner Jill Marshall talks as she moves, filling orders for hash browns and bacon.
I'm short-staffed. Everyone who's working here is volunteer from the community because I have no staff. Everyone's evacuated. Out of seven or eight employees that I had, only one came back, and she evacuated for Rita. So, everybody's pitching in. People are learning how to fry eggs over easy and over medium.
Marshall's employees are staying away. They've already landed other jobs and enrolled their children in schools in Houston and Dallas.
Thank you, baby. I'm sorry it took so long.
Marshall hopes she'll soon have a larger pool of people to hire from. But she's worried that this bohemian oasis won't be the same. Already, rents are spiking as people flooded out elsewhere come searching for a place to live.
I'm worried about the cost of living for people who are from here and what it's going to be like for them. I'm concerned that our old neighborhood is not going to be here, you know?
Graceful, tree-lined Opelousas Avenue is a socioeconomic dividing line here. On the other side of it, Glendale Stevenson and her mother, Shirley Hicks, stand outside a green bungalow, wind chimes blowing on the porch. There's no bustling cafe here. The concrete block Algiers Meat Market across the corner has been picked clean.
Every store in Algiers, General Mott, General De Gaulle, it robbed all of the stores.
It's just, people think, the hurricane destroyed the city. The hurricane didn't. It was looters that destroyed the city. Now we don't have any stores, no stores. We have to go way to Baton Rouge to make groceries. And it's sad. And traveling back and forth to Baton Rouge, you can see my car. I'm not going to be able to keep doing it.
Stevenson's a bartender. The place she worked has been destroyed, and she hasn't heard one word from her boss. Her mother, Hicks, keeps house for two upscale families. She hopes they're coming back, but doesn't know when. They'll both be happy to see more people in New Orleans, but they don't know what to say when the landlord shows up. And word is, he's coming this week.
Nothing. Can't pay no rent, no lights, no gas, no nothing. Everything. Everything that came to a stop.
Back on shady Opelousas Avenue, David Giglio has come to reopen his looted picture frame and gift shop. He says he and his friends, now scattered across the country, have talked a lot about how their beloved city might change.
It hurts me and it pains me to see that we're losing the families. As a businessman, I need people. I need a population. And when you tell me that you're going to reduce, that your recommendation is that we try to maintain a population half of what we had, I'm extremely disappointed because it's the other half that I miss. It really is. It's the other half that I miss tremendously.
Such larger concerns aside, Giglio says these past 2 weeks have been lonely. He's read a lot and played Scrabble with a few friends. His entertainment options may soon improve. This past weekend, a band called The Thirsty Lizard played its first post-Katrina gig at a bar in Algiers. They hope to do it again if they can convince their evacuated drummer to come back to town. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, New Orleans.